This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Today we have feedback from Ed, who says,
First, on names. A good way to find contemporaneous names is to use the U.S. Census. Go find the most popular names for the year your character was born and browse. Second, on author films. Barton Fink. How could you leave Barton Fink off your list of great films on writers? Clearly, you were just not in your right mind when you recorded that podcast. But if you don't really like Barton Fink, well, I'm going to have to kidnap you, lock you in a hotel room without air conditioning, and turn up the heat until your brain melts and your eyes peel from their sockets. Seriously, Dan, you're a film guy. How can you not include Barton Fink?
Well, you won't believe this, but I haven't seen it, and it's not through lack of trying. I have tried to watch Barton Fink 5 times because I love the Coen brothers, and I especially love what they do with Turturro and Goodman and that whole crowd. And every time, literally every time I've watched it, something has happened while I'm watching it that has pulled me away from it and I haven't gotten back. On one occasion, there was a fire alarm. On another occasion, there was a blackout. On another occasion, someone called up because they just found out their father was dying. I'm not kidding. It's as if the universe is trying to keep me from watching Barton Fink. So, what I have seen of Barton Fink, which is about the first 45 minutes, was brilliant. And I can't wait to find out how it ends, except I don't own a copy of it, so I'm at the mercy of the evil streaming services that are all degrading and decaying in front of our eyes. So, I will see it again eventually, and hopefully it won't cause a forest fire, because I'll be living in a forest by that time, and forest fires happen up there. And
you're not allowed to watch it during the summer.
I'm a little, I'll have to watch it during the winter.
Yes.
So I'll try to...
Then it'll only cause an avalanche.
There we go. We'll be sheltered from avalanches by geography, so that'll be fine. So I will, I'm going to try to watch it this winter because, I've heard wonderful things and I've seen really cool things. I just haven't seen the whole thing. But your question did get me thinking, and I, of course, left out some of my favorites because I'm only a few miles from where Stephen King lives and he's possessing my brain right now, even though I don't like his books. So, anyway, there are 4 other writers' films that I love. Absolutely love and have watched 1,000 times, and I can't believe I didn't think of them as writers' films when I was asked the question. Actually, I think the reason I didn't is because they're not about the sort of self-obsessed, self-involved writer that all of Stephen King's stories are about. But they are all really good, and they are all about the writing experience in different ways. So, I want to give a major shout-out and hearty recommendation to a little independent film from a few years ago called Black Butterfly, starring Antonio Banderas and Jonathan Rhys Meyers. Really, really good film about a writer who gets trapped in a mountain cabin with a apparently psychotic drifter. After doing in a sort of no good deed goes unpunished sort of way. Really, really good. And goes fantastic places. Also, the weirdest film on the list, I have to give a hearty shout out to Ken Russell's Gothic, which is a highly psychedelic and nightmarishly creepy telling of the weekend on which Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein. There was a bet between 4 writers, including Lord Byron, and I can never remember the names of the other people who were there, even though I remember the books that were written that weekend, except I don't right now because I'm not remembering them. But very historically important weekend. It was a drug-fueled orgy that accidentally turned into a writing binge because Lord Byron bet everybody that he could come up with the best nightmare story over the course of the weekend, and so Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein. The movie is about that weekend, and it's told through the eyes of the people who are all high on hallucinogens, so it's really, really trippy. But very, very good. Henry and June, about Henry Miller and Anais Nin and their romance, and Henry Miller's wife and his involvement in that whole situation. Also, very, very good. Very different kind of thing than Gothic. It's a film about the way that sexuality and creativity interact, and it is utterly fantastic. And by the same director, Phil Kaufman, who also did The Unbearable Lightness of Being and The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, I mean, and The Right Stuff, Phil is incapable of making a bad film. He only made one mediocre film, which was 2012's Twisted, I believe it was called. That was his last movie. Oh, wait, no, he made Hemingway and Gellhorn after that, and I haven't seen that one. So he's made another film about writers, which I'll have to see. But anyway, his movie about the imprisonment of the Marquis de Sade, Quills, was unbelievably good and only slightly completely bullshit. So he took some very serious liberties with history, but in doing so, he evoked the reality of the creative experience sort of at the expense of history. But the script paid a lot of attention to the internal world of the Marquis, of the Marquis de Sade, and the creative compulsions and the compulsive creativity and compulsive perversion that pushed him along the path that wound up destroying his life. The movie is amazing. Joaquin Phoenix, Kate Winslet, Jeffrey Rush, and Michael Caine, and not a false note in the mix. It is beautiful. And metaphorically, for the creative experience, pitch perfect. Can't recommend it enough. Obviously, if you are one of my younger listeners, you may want to either wait until you're old enough to watch it or get a hold of it when your parents aren't around. not that I'm recommending that, but that was how I dealt with such things when I was younger. Anyway, for what it's worth, those are four more really, really good writer films, all of them deeply twisted and fairly upsetting in all the best ways. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.